we will have an opportunity of listening to some virtues of durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the beauty of this durood that we are about to learn or listen to, mashallah azza wa jal, it is such a beautiful durood, which is also a remedy for one sickness which is found in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam today. And that is backbiting. We wouldn't like people to backbite about us. No, as Muslims, as true believers, would we like to backbite about other Islamic brothers. So, in order to get rid of this disease that is slowly but surely sinking in the hearts of the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, let us learn, mashallah azza wa jal, what our beautiful deen, what our beautiful religion has taught us, mashallah, subhanallah. Sheikh Majduddin Firoz Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that when you sit in a gathering and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint an angel that will keep you from backbiting. Allahu Akbar. So, in a situation, in a case where you have a gathering of Islamic brothers or our Islamic sisters, whenever they have gatherings, whether it's a family gathering or it's a get-together gathering, whichever gathering that may be, and if you are going to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, what will happen is that mashallah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal will designate, will appoint an angel for you. And what will be the responsibility of this angel? The responsibility of this angel will be that he will keep you away from backbiting. Allahu Akbar. And at the end of this meeting, when you depart from that gathering, and if you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, the angel will keep others from backbiting about you. Allahu Akbar. Look, this beautiful recitation of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as well as sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the remedy that will keep us from away from backbiting about other people. And mashallah, thumma mashallah, it is such a beautiful remedy that will keep others from backbiting about ourselves. My dear respected Islamic brothers, may Allah Azza wa Jalla really remove the sickness that is slowly sinking in the hearts of the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May we uproot this sickness, and may we only have the love of Allah and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ita'at of Allah and the ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant each and every single one of us goodness of dunya and akhirat. Amin bijay nabil amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.